On News Talk 1290 CJBK, London's premier forum for news, views, and up-to-date information. Here's Andy Udman.
Wow, politics is never dull. Do tell. You're a Londoner, you're retired, you're a liberal, and you are ticked.
Now we found out this week that they're going to parachute a candidate in for us on July 2nd. Yeah, what I'm being told, my sources, is that Ken Coran, who is, you'll know, as the current president of the OSSTF, who ironically, his term expires in that position June of 2013. So the optics here are amazing. I can't even believe that someone thinks that this is a good idea.
Wow. If you were cynical about politics before, wait till you hear the details of this. A political bombshell in West London. A totally loyal, as he describes himself, a totally loyal liberal has now thrown a hand grenade into the situation in London West. A disgruntled liberal, very much objecting to Kathleen Wynne trying to manipulate the process in London West to get her candidate to succeed Chris Bentley. And secondly, here's the real shocker, who the man is, one of the biggest union leaders in Ontario right now, a key player for the teachers' unions in their fight against the Liberal Party of Ontario. Can you believe it? Good morning, London. It is a very soggy Friday, the 28th day of June, heading into the long weekend. The show is London Today. My name is Andy Udman. Again, several breaking news stories this morning. First off, this shocker in London West. We'll talk to this disgruntled liberal in just a moment. Breaking news in St. Thomas this morning. A very severe beating. A man fighting for his life. Two men arrested. What was the motive for the beating? We're hearing rumors about a very interesting rumor, a very interesting motive for that beating last night. Firefighters in London are smiling. Their colleagues in Toronto won a juicy new contract, 14% pay hike. Wait a minute. What happened to a wage freeze? 14% pay hike. I ask again, why are firefighters more deserving of an increase than other unions? Distracted driving, 90% of us admit in a survey that we do it. 90%, 9 out of 10. And the studies suggest distracted driving is even more dangerous than drunk driving. Imagine how we would react if we thought 90% of the people driving out there were drunk. Maclean's Magazine out with a special 100-page profile of the flooding in Alberta. We'll talk to them this morning and visit the Huron Country Playhouse to talk about their big summer lineup. So much territory to cover, but first off, let's go to London West. As we say, a hand grenade thrown into the political process there, thrown by none other than a man who describes himself as a disgruntled but very loyal liberal, Dan Foster, who joins us this morning. Morning, Dan.
How are you?
I'm good, Dan. Let me just ask you, first of all, who is Dan Foster?
Well, Dan Foster is a retired former Canada Post employee who's moved to London from Ottawa after being away. This is my home area. Parents and other siblings in the area, and moved into the Hyde Park area to take on the second phase of my life.
Well, you have certainly ignited a firestorm this morning. The social media is absolutely buzzing with what you're saying. Dan, tell us what you are upset about this morning.
Well, I'm upset about the fact that that with the resignation of Chris Bentley, I was looking forward to a nice democratically convened search for a representative to take on Ali Shabar and Peggy Stadler here in London West. And what we find out is that, quite by accident, we found out on Wednesday that, you know, the party is going to parachute a candidate in and give us no opportunity to have that democratic process here.
Now, you use the word parachute, and there's been a lot of comment on social media this morning about, oh, those guys on CJBK, they don't know what the word parachute means. We're quoting you. Now, what is your definition of the word parachute in the context of a political candidate?
Well, I mean, you can look at it from a couple of different perspectives. Parachuting in, for me, means that the premier has put somebody forward without the knowledge or consent or even input of the local riding association. That appears to be the case here. I'm a member in good standing. I haven't been officially notified that of this meeting that's supposedly going to be taking place on Tuesday. But if you look at it from another perspective, here's a gentleman that, while he may have ties to London, like I do, I don't believe that, I believe he's been working out of Toronto as president of the OSSTF for at least the recent history, and that's parachuting to me.
Okay.
This is Toronto trying to take over London yet again.
Okay, because Ken Curran, of course, is from London. How much he's lived here in the last few years is up for discussion. So you're saying the idea of parachuting is the candidate being picked for you by somebody up higher?
Well, clearly. And, as far as residency goes, I'm not exactly sure where he lives. But I know that he's a Western graduate from the 70s, but I don't think that he's ever worked in London, per se. Maybe okay. The area, but
okay,
certainly
let's...
not London West.
Let's take this in two parts, the parachuting part, the process, and then the candidate himself, who I'm slack-jawed over this suggestion that it's Ken Curran. But first of all, the process. As a longtime liberal, I mean, it's the process that has you the most upset.
Well, clearly, because, I've been working, I was a member back in the mid-80s, you may recall, when David Peterson surprised the world, and I was up in Grey Bruce there working with Murray Elston and getting those guys elected. And, I've been disenfranchised over the last, number of years. Being up in Ottawa, ironically, my member of provincial parliament was Dalton McGuinty, of all people. And I was ready to give this whole thing a pass. Coming up here, I was going to focus on the federal side because of their approach to the grassroots of the party. And when McGuinty resigned, I got behind Gerard Kennedy because he stood for many of the same things that I'm discussing now. And obviously the powers that be in the back room got Kathleen Wynne nominated and elected. And I was still hopeful that when Chris Bentley resigned, in the very riding that I was moving to in October in my retirement, that we would be able to begin, I knew, locally, and start getting the grassroots involved. So to my dismay, we've just been waiting and waiting and waiting for the call for nominations, and now we get this. It's very disheartening as a liberal.
Okay, now we have to take a short break, Dan. I'm going to ask you when we come back about the man, Ken Curran, and I'm going to invite our listeners to join this conversation. 643-1290. Are you shocked what you're hearing from London West? First of all, the process, and secondly, the man, Ken Curran, the union leader, the very face of the teachers' dispute, the very man seen as the guy who screwed up the entire school year for thousands and thousands of high school students who had their extracurricular activities taken away from them. This is who Kathleen Wynne wants to run in London West? This has got to be some kind of a joke. We'll be back with your thoughts in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
You're listening to London Today with Andy Udman. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can email londontoday@cjbk.com or call 519-643-1290.
Wow, politics is never dull. Do tell. You're a Londoner, you're retired, you're a liberal, and you are ticked.
Now we found out this week that they're going to parachute a candidate in for us on July 2nd.
Parachute. A lot of discussion on social media this morning about our story and about using the word parachute, but Dan Foster says, no, parachute. First of all, Ken Curran may be from London, but he's been working out of the Toronto Union office for the OSSTF for years. And while he may have strong ties here, he's not really a Londoner. And secondly, parachute also includes the context of being chosen by someone up above. Which, Dan, let me ask you this. Which do you think upsets you and your colleagues more? The process? The sort of this backdoor approach to this meeting on Wednesday night, you learning about it on Facebook, or the actual candidate, Ken Curran?
Well, I got to tell you, it's, personally for me, it's a dead heat. But, as I talk to my friends and fellow members here in the Writing Association, I think, you know, we're loyal liberals, and we are prepared to go forward and wave the flag. But, you know, this process, which is all you can call it, is a contrived emergency, has got us, you know, thinking that we're, you know, we're just right back to, you know, the old style politics that the grassroots of the party, and for that matter, the electorate, doesn't want, you know, wants to see change. And this is business as usual. This is McGuinty style. This is quite frankly perfected by the federal conservatives under Harper. This whole presidential PMO-driven decision-making process, which marginalizes MPs, MPPs, and writing associations all over Ontario and Canada. And, you know, as citizens, we need to stand up to this, because this is not democratic.
Dan, you call yourself a loyal liberal, but do you agree your story this morning, and I guarantee you it's going to get saturation media coverage today, we have somewhat of a distracted audience because of the long weekend, but my goodness, you've thrown a hand grenade into the race in London West for a job of succeeding Chris Bentley, and there's going to be a lot of liberals who are upset at you.
Well, that may be, but I mean, as late as yesterday, in trying to follow up and do this officially within the party ranks, I got nothing but stonewalled at the provincial office level. I asked the question directly: do we have a meeting scheduled? Nobody could tell me that. They'd say, "You know, notifications are pending." Well, you know, pending? This is on Tuesday. It's the long weekend. I haven't officially been notified. I've checked with a few of my friends, and who are also members that we brought in as part of the leadership race, and they haven't been notified. So, you know, having said that, I do know of one person that the party has already reached out to, who lives on Oxford West, and they want to stake out his territory for a sign. When he asked them who the candidate was going to be, they said, well, you know, we don't know. And when he put forward the name, they just conveniently said, well, we'll get back to you later. And,
Dan, I'm sure you'll be very interested in some very early reaction from none other than the candidate for the Tories, Ali Chabar, who joins us. Hello, Ali.
Hey, how are you, my friend?
What's your reaction to the story this morning?
Well, I'm not surprised that there are a lot of disgruntled people, Liberal members included. I mean, they've circumvented the Democratic nomination process and parachuted him into the equation here. So I'm not surprised. Not surprised at all.
Okay. Are you surprised at the name, Ken Curran?
No, not at all. I mean, it's part and parcel of, you know, the Liberals trying to cozy up with the unions once again. I mean, they're doing whatever they can to try to get back in their good book. So does it surprise me at all that they've picked a union boss in Ken Curran? Not at all.
Dan, let me ask you, if Ali Chabar were to take you for lunch and have a beer, could you at least discuss going over to the Tories, Dan?
Oh, absolutely not. Listen, neither the Tories nor the NDP have any credibility. I mean, first of all, the NDP, you know, have signed off with the Premier and kept this whole Parliament going. And Tim Hudak is a two-time failed leader who couldn't even get elected when McGuinty was at his worst. So,
well, the race is on in London West. Ali, your response to what you just...
I think it's time for an independent, to be honest with you.
Ali?
My opinion is you're entitled to your opinion, as wrong as it may be. At the end of the day, the NDP have propped up the Liberals. The reason we find ourselves in this situation is because the NDP didn't have the tenacity to actually vote against that budget, which brings us to this situation that we find ourselves in right now.
Okay, let's focus, guys, because we just have a couple of moments here on what we agree on. Two things. First of all, the process here stinks. 30 seconds to each of you on how this process stinks. Dan?
Well, I just want to go back to, you know, we need to go back to grassroots politics in Ontario and in Canada, and I'm still a loyal Liberal. I think Justin Trudeau's got it absolutely right. And I think we need to focus on what the feds are doing properly in the Liberal Party.
Ali, your comment on the process in London West.
Look at it this way. I was elected, nominated on December 1st of last year. We had an open nomination. There was a contested nomination. We signed up members. It was very grassroots, and the people, the members in London West, voted for me. That doesn't seem to be the case right here. They circumvented that process, and they parachuted a candidate in. So, you know, there's five by-elections now, guys, and maybe a sixth one to come as early as today. So at the end of the day, you know, you can talk about the federal Liberals all you want, but the provincial Liberals are being handpicked by this premier who is unelected herself.
Okay, Ali, let me ask you this. This is an explosive story. Do you think this helps your cause in London West?
Well, the Liberals are having this little internal spasm about their candidates. We're focused on jobs and job creation here in London. We have an unemployment rate of 9.9%, which means almost 1 in 10 people are looking for a job here. So that's our focus. That's our priority. We're looking for we have a jobs plan, a dynamic plan to get London back to work and the rest of the province back to work.
Okay. Dan Foster, we really appreciate you joining us this morning. And boy, to have that kind of honesty from someone with criticism of their own political party is very, very rare. I would duck. In fact, I would leave town for the weekend because you're going to take flack like you've never seen. Dan, appreciate you joining us.
Thank you for the time, and thanks for letting me bring this this very important issue to the people.
Okay. Wow. When can you recall someone turning on their own party like that? Ali, you may not be able to convince him to come over to the Tories, but he certainly has opened fire on his own party there, the Liberals in London West.
Well, I think it says something with one of your own members. You know, they're coming up and saying, listen, we don't like this. Something stinks about this. And he's probably just, you know, he's not the only one. You got to figure there, if Dan is saying this, there are many, many, many other Liberals that are feeling exactly the same way. So, yeah, it takes some guts to get on there and say that. But at the end of the day, it doesn't bode well for the Liberals generally across the province and specifically here in London West.
Ali, I wonder if you can hold that thought, and I wonder if you can stay with us a couple of moments. I want to ask you about the latest poll, both good and bad news for the Tories. And I want to open up the phone line, 643-1290. What an explosive story in London West, and we want to get your reaction right on the other side of the news update right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK. Wow, politics is never dull. Do tell. You're a Londoner, you're retired, you're a Liberal, and you are ticked.
Now we found out this week that they're going to parachute a candidate in for us on July 2nd. Yeah, what I'm being told, my sources, is that Ken Coran, who is, you'll know, as the current president of the OSSTF, who ironically, his term expires in that position June of 2013. Well, the optics here are amazing. I can't even believe that someone thinks that this is a good idea.
Wow. An explosive situation in London West this morning, a bombshell thrown into the race for the candidacy for the Liberals in London West to replace Chris Bentley, and ironically, the hand grenade thrown by a disgruntled Liberal. We'll be back with the Tory candidate, Ali Chabar, in just a moment. Penny wants to jump in with a comment. Penny, what do you make of all of this?
Well, thanks for taking my call, first of all, Andy. I think partisan politics has come to the point where it is causing the decline of our democracy. And all I can say is if I had my way, I would have an independent candidate in every riding in this country. And I think that would change some of our methods of operating. I don't know how you would make that happen, but I think it would very much improve the situation.
In other words, someone who can speak their mind freely without...
At all times. I don't ever want to see anyone voting against their conscience for anything. And I want to know what their conscience is. You know, I have a lot of flexibility in differing points of view. I don't have much flexibility in losing our ethical core, which is what we seem to be heading towards.
Penny, the old joke is, the quote from the politician, these are my principles. If you don't like them, I have others.
Yes.
And well, that's what I hear you saying about politics today. Penny, I appreciate your call. 643-1290, folks. If you want to weigh in on this, we'd love to hear your comments this morning. Let's go to Roger. Go ahead, Roger.
Hey, good morning, Andy. You know, this is liberal politics as usual in Ontario. There's nothing new about this. This is Dalton McGuinty in a skirt as Catherine Wynne appointing people. That riding is done. There's an expression for that, but I'm not going to say it on the radio. That is over. You know, I just can't believe how stupid the Liberal government can be to drop a candidate like that into the riding. How coincidental can it be that this Liberal union guy ends his job in June and then is going to get appointed to he's not guaranteed an election spot, but he's going to be the candidate. You know what? When does it happen that the government now has got 5 by-elections they have to call? Why don't they just call a general election? Because they talk about how expensive elections are, but you know what? 5 by-elections have to be darn expensive, too. Let's just call a general election and get on with this, because Catherine Wynne is doing just like Dalton would have done, and frankly, doing that...
Oh, we lost Roger. Let's go to Tim. Tim, go ahead.
Oh, hi there. Just a quick comment. Yeah, I voted for the Liberals whenever that last election was, but I'm just stymied. Every time, every day there's something new. I've never seen so much corruption and the lying between this Wynne government and the McGuinty government. And all they're doing over and over is making it very, very easy for the PCs to have a majority when the next election comes around. I just every day there's something. And this latest thing is, that's ludicrous.
Well,
look
at
the Liberals have done what they've done.
Look at the stories in the news this morning. All the shockers. First of all, the process. The fact that Kathleen Wynne would handpick the candidate in London West. Secondly, the other part of the process. This meeting to choose a candidate is set for Tuesday, July 2nd. That may seem like a few days away, but it's after the long weekend. Let's face it. Everybody's off to the cottage or the backyard, or they're tuning out for the weekend so they can relax. And this meeting hasn't even officially been called. This is just the word on Facebook.
They picked this today or yesterday or wherever this kind of snuck out there, just because of exactly what you said, the distraction factor with the long weekend. You know, that's going to mitigate the negative feelings toward it. But it's just ridiculous. Every day there's something. And, you know, a year ago when I was on your show, I listened to it every day. You know, there's lots of times I've called in, you know, and, well, you know, McGuinty, you know, he's done this, he's done that. But I just can't believe how wrong I was, how wrong he was. Every day there's something, and as an Ontarian, it's insulting. The orange thing is ridiculous. You know, we don't realize how bad that is until one of our loved ones is laying on the side of the road needing to be picked up and there's no pilot. It's just ridiculous. The monies that have been wasted in the last few years by this McGuinty government.
Are you saying that when that talk show host Andy Udman kept referring to Daddy Dalton's daily disaster diary, he has gradually won you over?
He has, yeah. And I'm going to tell you right now, I've been on your talk show many, many times, and even though I had to admit there was lots of every day there seemed to be something, just like you pointed out. But he had done some good things, and there were some different angles of looking at things. Like the whole green energy thing, in my mind, was a huge blatant waste of money. However, it was a make-work project. It did put a lot of people back to work. And, you know, if you're one of those people, then all of a sudden it's not such a bad thing. However, it's just one thing after another, after another, after another, and the gas plant thing. And, you know, if they would just come clean, that's one thing, but they're lying about it. And the premier now, Kathleen Wynne, the lies that are spewing from her mouth, I can't believe it.
Well, look at the latest story. And this morning, I'm reading from the Free Press, Jonathan Shear's story, the headline, Orange Emails May Have Been Deleted. Ontario officials may have deleted emails about controversial Orange Air Ambulance, Health Minister Deb Matthews acknowledged on Thursday. It's a scandal-a-day government. Tim, great call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Tony. Tony, go ahead.
Yeah, Andy, I think, though, that what we're seeing here is Ken Curran is really an NDPer. And this is what the premier is giving an olive branch to the NDP, and they're going to join in an unholy marriage between those two parties.
Well, it makes sense for the Liberals to run an NDPer because the province is being run right now by Andrea Horvath.
Well, yes, and this is what all the voters of Ontario have to look at. Are we going down the path of pure totalitarian socialism with two fake parties pretending to be nice, your buddy, your next-door neighbor, No, we're going to get real tough, nasty government.
Tony, how cynical, I mean, as if the voters aren't cynical already, how cynical are they going to get now to see the guy who's been the face of the teachers' union for the last year as they put the students in our high schools through hell by taking away their extracurricular activities, to see that same union leader now running for the very party he was fighting?
Yes, I think we have to start thinking about another Boston Tea Party type of event in Canada. We've got to get really, really serious.
Tony, appreciate it. Let's go to Bob Metz. Go ahead, Bob.
Morning, Andy. Al Gretzky is the guy to vote for in London West. Check out Al Gretzky, GRETZKY.ca, and you'll see why. He's going to be Freedom Party's candidate in London West. I think you're going to be in for some surprises. I find it amazing that you have a PC candidate there who's saying that he's going to be fiscally conservative when, I mean, the Ontario PCs have brought us some of the worst things we have to deal with. They brought us the Human Rights Code, the socialized medicine, which they brought in this OHIP. They brought in to pay for that, the income tax. They gave us rent controls, control over the LCBO. They were going to close the same power plants that the Liberals were. They gave us a 100-kilometer, you know, speed limit on the 401 series that were built for one, you know, much higher than that. And then, of course, they're still in favor of running deficits until at least 2016, 2017. And they haven't got any plans. They keep telling us that they have a plan. What is it?
Bob, let me ask you about the news this morning from this disgruntled Liberals. Your reaction to Dan Foster?
Well, I thought it was amazing that Dan Foster actually suggested that people should consider looking at an independent candidate. Well, here's your opportunity. Because no matter which way this election works out, the government will not change. It will remain the minority government it is, even if all the by-elections turn out that way. There's four of them on the go right now. So here's an opportunity for people who maybe would feel uncomfortable voting for that so-called independent candidate to check one out.
Would you call...
And I can't think of anyone more trustworthy and understanding and backed up by a really solid base of support, policy, everything's in place, than Al Gretzky. And I really think every voter in London West owes it to themselves to check it out. AlGretzky.ca.
There we go. Well, I think you snuck a little plug in there if I was paying attention. Bob, let me ask you about back to Dan Foster. The question is, what's more shocking? Number one, the process of how they're getting their candidate, the Kathleen's candidate, to be the new Chris Bentley, or secondly, who it is, Ken Coran.
Well, to me it's a bit of both, but I can understand from their internal folks that I think, to me, if I were a Liberal, it would be more the process, or what my previous understanding of that process should have been. I mean, if the previous understanding was that, yeah, that's okay to do, then I got nothing to complain about, do I? But if the idea is that you're supposed to nominate your candidate and your constitution doesn't allow for that, I don't really know what the Liberal rules are. So I'm not in a position to speak with any authority on this.
But would you call Ken Coran a parachute candidate?
Well,
you got ties to...
Yes and no. It's a tough one. He's not living in London right now, is that my understanding?
Well, whether he is or isn't is not clear, but he's been working out of Toronto for years for the OSSTF. And certainly is.
Yeah, he might be considered a parachute candidate. And but by the way, Al Gretzky does live in London West.
There we go. Boy, yeah, that's what. How keep track there, Ryan. How many plugs has Bob gotten in for the Freedom Party?
Hey, you know what I always wonder? How come when we say, or people call in and talk about Freedom Party, I've noticed this with a number of people in the media, they say, oh, well, you're doing an advertising, yet slews of people can call in and talk about their party.
No, Bob.
And you never say, well, you're advertising for your party.
Bob, I was having a little fun with you.
I understand. I'm having fun with you, too.
There we go. Bob, I appreciate the call. Ali Jabbar, you must... Ali's just sitting back going, oh, this is beautiful. I knew I was going to have a good day, but I didn't know it was going to be this good. Ali, could it get any better for you?
Well, it's, you know, it's not every day that you have open-air radio interviews where Liberals come on and start throwing bombs at their own party. So, you know, I'll take it for what it is. But at the end of the day, Andy, I guess we have to look at it this way. in London West, we haven't had an MPP for 134 days as of today. I mean, when Bentley resigned back in February, it's been, we're coming up on 5 months now. So, I keep thinking to myself, well, why isn't the Premier calling this by-election? Well, the easy answer is she's trying to put some distance, put some time between this entire gas plant scandal and the orange scandal and all these deleted emails and everything like that. She's hoping if she keeps pushing it back that we're going to forget about it. Well, we're not going to forget about it. And even if she thought we were, it seems like there's a new Liberal member that's resigning every day. So, it's time to call a by-election in London West, Premier. Let's get on with the show. And people wanted a general election. You denied them that opportunity. Let's at least have a by-election.
Ali, appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks a lot, Andy.
Thank you. Short break. We'll be back with more of your calls on this explosive story in London West. And all the stories related to it, like these deleted email, not about the gas plants, but about Orange. Can you believe it? What a sad day politically. We'll be back in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
Call 519-643-1290.
Yeah, what I'm being told at my sources is that Ken Coran, who is, you'll know, as the current president of the OSSTF, who ironically, his term expires in that position June of 2013. The optics here are amazing. I can't even believe that someone thinks that this is a good idea.
Okay, back to the phones we go for reaction to this explosive story in London West. Dan, your thoughts?
I think it's a wonderful idea, Andy, to parachute Ken Coran into the London Liberal Party. I think that's the smartest move the Liberals have ever made. And with your air ambulance and all the other stuff that's gone on, anybody with half a brain ever vote for the Liberals should be shot and hung.
We're not a violent people, Dan. Can you rephrase that to express how you feel? Because yeah, I know you're
with half a brain votes for Liberals. I mean, come on, use your head for more than the hat rack. I mean, they've screwed everything up so bad that chances of them getting any votes are going to be slim to nil. That's probably not going to happen.
Well, it's interesting to see the polls finally show the Tories. We're going to have to let you go, Dan, because of the bad line we have there. The polls finally show this morning that the Tories have pulled ahead of the Liberals. Let me just grab the numbers for you. Toronto Star story this morning with the headline, Liberals gas plant legacy hurts win in the poll. Dalton McGuinty's controversy looms over the Premier as Conservative Party takes the lead, according to the new survey. Kathleen Wynne's honeymoon is ending, thanks in part to her controversial predecessor, Dalton McGuinty, according to a new poll. Wynne's Liberals have slipped behind the Progressive Conservatives, led by Tim Hudak. The Tories now at 35% to the Liberals, 33%. Ahead of the New Democrats, well back at 24%. Sadly for the Tories, they would be doing much better if they had a better leader. And it struck me as I was interviewing Frank Cleese yesterday that maybe he's the guy. He's wanted it for a long, long time. He is solid, bit low-keyed. He does have the face. He is photogenic. And probably, I think, would have more credibility than Tim Hudak has, and probably better numbers. So that's just my own personal spin. Unbelievable. You know, you talk about, as one caller pointed out, scandal after scandal after scandal. There's another one today. And I was so impressed with the one caller who thought that I was being so harsh with the Liberals, saying that I've won him over. With Daddy Dalton's daily disaster, they're continuing long after Daddy Dalton left office. And here's the very latest, the Jonathan Shears column in the Free Press this morning. Ontario officials may have deleted emails about controversial orange air ambulance. That's an admission from the health minister, Deb Matthews. Unbelievable. Her comments were made after her ministry turned over 1.5 million documents about orange to the Public Accounts Committee. More than 100 boxes in all, but only 19 email. The government adopted new rules this month to preserve emails after the Privacy Commissioner found government computers had been illegally cleansed of email. But to think now that the whole scandal involving deleted emails involving the gas plants, is that policy's now been extended to Orange at the very time when the government's insisting that its Cleaning Up Its Act is beyond shocking. Now, you're probably asking, where's Daddy Dalton? Well, that's also very, very interesting. Daddy Dalton has moved on, thank you very much. Daddy Dalton, former Premier Dalton McGuinty, has been named a senior fellow at Harvard University, the Toronto Star has learned. McGuinty, who governed Ontario from 2003 until last February, will decamp to Cambridge, Massachusetts. I love that, decamp, whatever the heck that means. decamp to Cambridge, Massachusetts for the fall semester at Harvard's Weatherhead Center for International Affairs. He's very excited about it, a source close to the former premier said on Thursday. Dalton McGuinty Sr., this is the Dalton McGuinty Jr.'s father, a Liberal MPP until his death in 1990, attended Harvard Business School. Politics. Unbelievable. So the very latest then on this Liberal candidate meeting in London West is that it is set for, well, here's the way the Facebook message reads. Please join the London West Provincial Liberals on Tuesday, July the 2nd, that's the first day after the long weekend, at London Civic Gardens Complex to nominate our candidate for the upcoming by-election. Stay tuned for more details as to the meeting agenda and for a big announcement about just who will serve as our candidate. Okay, now we're going to move to another breaking news story right after the 10 o'clock news.